Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One of those days it's easy to get up. You're excited. There's a lot to talk about today. We've been discussing the Lions. Open lines. Terry and Arnold. They trade up. They give up a third. The city on full display, shining for all to see. Day two, still some big names. Who do you want? Feels like offensive line is our consensus. But, John, let's zoom out, because last night we were all downtown, Buffalo Wild Wings. We're doing line changes. When you were on the stage to start, picks were kind of boring. Then things started to spice up a little bit about pick eight when Atlanta went and did what? And then the trend goes, oh, okay, we're just not going to see a defensive player until pick 15. But let's start with Atlanta. We'll get to JJ. We'll talk everything else in the draft, too. I don't feel like we've given that enough time. Your reaction, I was on stage. What was your reaction when Atlanta did that?
Well, they had just on the screen, if you're watching on TV, had shown the contract that Kirk Cousins had signed. And they were going through, you know, the needs. One of them was not quarterback. And they were talking about, on the defensive side of things, maybe an edge rusher, maybe a linebacker, going through all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, hey, pick is in. And they take Michael Penix, and literally everybody kind of gasped. It was one of those moments where it becomes eerily quiet. And you start to think, what could they possibly think? And for anybody that's going to sit there and say, well, this is offensive to Kirk Cousins. Well, no, it's not. They're going to be paying Kirk Cousins guaranteed $100 million not to be offended.
So you disagree with Tom Pelissero. He was on Good Morning Football today, and he said that the fact that they did what they did, this isn't a relationship that's gone south. This is cheating on your wife on your honeymoon.
No, I didn't
establish the Cousins relationship, and now you've already got one foot in the door with Penix.
Well, so what have we seen with Green Bay? They went from Favre to Rodgers to Love. Now, the jury's still out on Love, but they have done this before, and I've always been a proponent of, you need to allow quarterbacks time to season, time to learn, time to adjust, and most rookie quarterbacks aren't given that opportunity. They're thrown to the wolves, and some make it, some don't. I think there'd be a higher percentage of guys that make it if that wasn't the process. But here's where I was disappointed for Kirk Cousins, for the Atlanta Falcons and their fans. This is a pick that, because of the investment you previously made in Kirk Cousins, that you're not probably going to see for 3 years.
Two minimum.
And what in your first round, you want to do something to make your team better this year. You want an impact player. They had an opportunity to improve their pass rush, to improve their offensive line, maybe another weapon. And he's already got really good weapons to throw the ball to, but they had an opportunity to improve their team, but they didn't.
could have had the best defensive player in the draft, whoever they deemed that to be.
Right.
One hadn't been taken. They could say, hey, you know, we like Drake London and Kyle Pitts, but let's get another receiver for Kirk Cousins. Let's fortify the offensive line. He's not exactly the most fleet of foot. They had a real chance with a premium pick in the top 10 to take a player who helps them in the next year or even the next 2 years, right? Because some guys come along a little slower. The idea that they would use a top 10 pick on a quarterback when they just paid Kirk Cousins feels like malpractice. I don't see the forest through the trees. I don't see how this makes sense. If they loved Penix, can you move back a couple spots? It seemed like everybody else was trying to move up. It felt like the next quarterback was going to be JJ. Penix ends up leapfrogging him.
Yeah. And again, I just don't understand why, if you're a team, especially that division, I know Tampa's in there and Baker Mayfield had a good year with them last year. They re-signed Mike Evans. They have some weapons, but it's a division that it's not the best in football.
Right.
And signing Kirk Cousins was a monster jump to saying we should be a playoff team, but they still had holes. It's not like, and I asked you guys this question on text a couple of days ago, if the Lions had no picks, they didn't have any draft picks this year, would they still be a playoff contender and an NFC championship contender going into next season?
Yes.
Atlanta's not in that scenario. They still needed help. They still need help. They still need to add players to their roster so that they can be a team that wins the division, gets a home playoff game, maybe wins a playoff game. They're just not there yet. And using an asset like this that could have been an impact, now you're not going to see it for a couple of years.
It felt wasteful, what Atlanta did. Minnesota moved up one spot. At the time, it felt like, oh, they're getting a little antsy. Are they jumping the gun, moving up one spot? They get J.J. McCarthy at 10, but then you find out Denver was committed to taking a quarterback, even if it meant Bo Nix at 12. J.J. goes in division to the Minnesota Vikings. We had talked all along this would be a good fit for any quarterback, but J.J. specifically.
One, yeah. The best fit because of the weapons that he has, because of the head coach that you're going to be playing for. I thought it was a great it is a great opportunity for J.J., and it does cause concern if JJ is good at the NFL level. Now you've got Justin Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, Jones. Like, they are – last year after Cousins got hurt, everybody thought, meh, they'll just die and go away. They were still competing for a playoff spot when the Lions played them twice in the last 3 weeks.
JJ is a guy who's going to benefit from an offensive head coach – a scheme that's predicated on putting him in advantageous spots where he can get the throws out into space, where they can maybe do a little stretch zone and then boot off the back of it. They have put him in a position to succeed. That doesn't mean he's going to be a Hall of Famer, right? You had talked about, hey, I don't know if he's a top 10 pick, but he is because people need a quarterback. This maybe marries the two, where you say, hey, they need a quarterback, but they also can support a quarterback. He landed in the best situation.
You know who got screwed the most by the Michael Penix pick?
Who?
The Oakland or Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Because they're odd man out. Denver takes Bo Nix. Now they're going into the season with Aiden O'Connell.
They took Brock Bowers.
Yeah. I mean, so, okay, best available. That's what you have to do.
Sure.
Because I honestly think they'll probably be back in a similar situation, if not picking higher. And they can go get their quarterback. I mentioned it with New England. Should they have taken Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because next year they're still going to be back here. You could take your quarterback at that point. I don't know if that was going to be the Raiders' decision. Would they have taken Bo Nix or Michael Penix if he was available? Most people think they did.
At some point, you have to be reasonable here, though. John, who would you rather have on your team, Brock Bowers or Bo Nix?
Oh, Brock Bowers, there's no question, but you have to have a quarterback.
I would argue the quarterback they have now will end up being better than Bo Nix. We'll let it play out, as you always say. But this is absurd. The forcing of the hand of the quarterback, these teams are going to rue the day that they did it. Only one or two of these guys is going to even
be. Right, and so they'll be back there just like Arizona was. Hopefully they, you know, whoever it is, picks better the next time, because you go from, who was the UCLA quarterback? I can't think of his name right now.
He's Josh Rosen.
So forgettable. Josh Rosen. And then you pick him in the first round. Next year, you take Kyler Murray. It can happen and will happen again.
Five QBs in the 2021 class. Four have already switched teams. Six go in the first 12. I was not of the belief this was some star-studded crop. We had talked about it, the idea that none of these guys may end up being tier one quarterbacks. To force the QB position when you don't have your house in order feels irresponsible.
Or when you do. Like the Falcons. I mean,
right.
Like the Falcons, you would think, okay, if they were gonna, if you're gonna buy into them having a guy behind Cousins, and Cousins a 2 to 3 year thing, the pick is JJ.
Right, the youngest QB
Michael
in the draft.
Michael Penix is ready to play.
Yeah, well,
he's 24.
Right,
it's criminal what they did.
Well, and here's the other thing is the argument for taking a quarterback there is with Kirk Cousins, they're probably not picking in the top 10. They're going to be a decent team. They're going to be picking 14, 15, probably at worst. Maybe they make the playoffs and they're at 18. Well, when are you going to be picking this high again to take your quarterback? But I would argue that as well. I wouldn't. I would have taken JJ, who's got a longer runway.
When we did wow moments yesterday, I thought the Falcons were the team that had the greatest spot to trade out of, because I didn't think they needed Adunze. And I think the most mocked thing other than Williams to the Bears was Adunze to the Bears. And I can't believe that they couldn't find somebody that wanted to jump up ahead of the Bears and get Adunze, or even scare the Bears to jump one spot. They could have got the Bears to jump up probably, and then they take Penix at 9 if that's what they really wanted. Arthur Blank went up to him after, and the nonverbal was very like, oh my, what are you doing?
We have people on hold that want to talk about what last night was for the city. We've got some ticket textures that are pushing back against the Terry and Arnold pick, some of the detractors. Right. I know we've had none up until now, John, so I'll read those coming up next. And at 8:35, it's a Friday, it's Dear John, and it's an NFL Draft Edition. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you will need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with some random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Best corner in the draft. Holmes never thought he'd be there. Traded up and got his guy. Gave up a third. We both loved this. Most people really like this pick.
Yep,
John, I said we had some ticket texters who are detractors.
I would like to know what their perspective is. Not everybody has to love it.
So some of the response we have: I love the player, but hate giving up a third round pick to go get him. I think Brad should have waited to see if he fell, or if he didn't, you just take Cooper DeJean or one of the offensive linemen. A third round pick is too valuable to lose.
Well, so Brad Holmes has been a little mysterious in the third round. Last year, it was obviously it was Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin. TBD. Don't know really what the Hendon Hooker thing's about. And Broderick Martin, it just needs time to develop. You go back to Aleem McNeil. Okay, that was a good pick. I think the Lions don't need two players. They needed one really impactful player, and they got that impactful player. Now they still have their second rounder. So it's, I understand the need for always wanting more bites at the apple, but at some point, we were talking about this. When does he go full Rams mode and F them picks?
And he doesn't seem to be a type of guy who wants to do that, which makes this even more significant that he did.
Well, but he's been very mobile in every draft.
But when you say like F them picks, that's like an right. all yeah, it's in an
extreme,
mindset.
Right. Yeah, but it's not an all in move,
no.
But it lets you believe that Brad Holmes knows they're really close.
So I would imagine the person who sent this text wants Brad Holmes to have more later picks because he's a good general manager. I would imagine that's part of the thought. Well, you know, Brad Holmes said something back in February that I think people forgot about. He stopped just shy of referring to himself as a cornerback snob, and he told the story about how he spent 10 years with the Rams doing cross-checking, basically going through everybody else's work, evaluating corners, and he said he loves grading corners, studying the corner position. If this guy who you believe in has done all the nitty-gritty evaluations of corners going back to the days before he was a general manager, loved a player, went up and got a player, showed conviction, yeah, guys, I don't think this is one of those that you really have reason to be concerned with. Another texter says, I don't know if it's just me, but in my eyes, Kool-Aid or DeJean allow less separation when covering a receiver. They would be a better fit. That's Rick in Waterford. Arnold's a man coverage guy. He's sticky. He doesn't allow a ton of separation.
This fits Aaron Glenn perfectly for the defense that he wants to call, how he wants to be aggressive and get after quarterbacks, be sticky on receivers, and not allow any of those easy, quick 5-yard outs. That's why you want to play man coverage. It was part of it, but it's, you don't want to allow any easy passes. But it's really hard to find guys that's their specialty.
Lions overpaid to move up. Too many qualified corners still on the board. That third could have been used to move up in the second to grab another first-round level guy who was falling.
You can make that argument all you want. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I disagree because I think they got a guy that, especially with the Cam Sutton situation, coming out of free agency, you thought you had more depth at the cornerback position. There was no urgent need at any position. And you had a chance to go at a position. And I would like to ask those texters this. Are you more comfortable now going into the season with Terrion Arnold being in the mix? I'm not going to say starting, but being in the mix versus Amik Robertson as a starting corner.
And I think you got to keep in mind, if the Lions didn't have quarterbacks on their board because they're comfortable with their room, Arnold may have been one of the 10 or 12 best players in the entire draft. And Holmes used the word significant talking about a drop-off. So when you go, well, Kool-Aid's just as good. Not in Brad's eyes.
Right.
Cooper DeJean's just as good.
Not in his
significant.
Eyes.
Significant. Yep. When there's a significant drop and you can move up and get your guy, I'm not faulting them for doing it.
And I'm not going to sit here and dog on Cooper DeJean. I thought Cooper DeJean, I think he is a playmaker. He's a really good football player.
Last text I wanted to read. Costa acted like a sorority girl on wine coolers last night on the Twitch. John, would you say that was an accurate description? Gov, I know you watched some of it. Is that an accurate description? Quote, a sorority girl on wine coolers.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Freshmans.
Freshman. Sorority girl. Yeah, yeah. First time,
yeah.
So
giddy.
I come in today and I'm told I was a little fidgety. Now I'm a sorority girl on wine coolers.
That's how we do things around here. Okay. Yeah. Pick that up, yeah.
All right. Just keeping score.
You were just excited to be there. I saw the fan in you. It's nice to see some people have some energy for a change, actually.
It was infectious. It was palpable. If you were downtown, whether you were at B-Dubs with us or you were at any of the other parties or in the actual mass of humanity, your chest should be thumping a little bit. You should have a little bit of...
A little bit jittery.
I'd rather have that than the moaning and a woe is me, Mike Valeni, who has he roots for a team that has four Super Bowl championships, but always moans and groans.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Mike, don't worry. They're not going to take Rattler today. If that happens,
oh, root for radio, baby. Root
Spencer Rattler
for radio
as the next coming QB for the New York Giants.
Here's the thing that we'll miss is if that happens tomorrow, we won't hear the analysis until Monday. We won't get the initial reaction. If it happens tonight, is there a live broadcast tonight?
No, he's actually going to come out of social media retirement if it happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the chairs were too big for him to be able to pick up and throw. Right? You're not going to have a broken chair.
It may have been intentional. No, Mike gave credit to the crowd, and he plays into the energy well. But I even joked. I thought, for a guy who's seen, four Super Bowls? He's talking about his dad. He's seen four Super Bowls in a city where we've seen none. Let's not maybe do the doldrum routine.
Yeah.
But the energy was real last night in downtown Detroit.
Everywhere.
We're going to talk Dear John at 8:35. Life advice, conundrums, all relating with the theme around the NFL draft. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, despite best efforts, the bird flu continues to spread and has been detected in another Michigan commercial poultry facility. Uh-oh. And it's also been detected in cows.
Oh, really?
8 U.S. states, including Michigan, have known bovine cases, and the virus has been detected in other mammals as well. Seals, foxes, raccoons, skunks. And now some experts are warning that the bird flu outbreak could spread to humans. So there has been 2 cases of people becoming sick, but it doesn't appear to spread easily from animals to humans. The 2 people who have been infected with the bird flu, it occurred in Colorado and Texas, and they were farm workers who were handling sick animals, right? So they were like right in contact with it, and they were not really even that sick because it doesn't affect humans the same way it's going to affect chickens, right? It's very different. But there is a fear that perhaps this bird flu virus could mutate in a way that would allow to spread more easily from animals to people and then potentially from person to person.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tom's prepared.
All right.
It's not going to get him. He's all masked up back there. Yeah.
Took that out of his back pocket.
Uh-huh. A Commerce Township man has been charged with involuntary manslaughter after the building he owned in Clinton Township exploded and then sent thousands of nitrous oxide canisters flying through the air. One of those canisters did hit a 19-year-old man in the head, ultimately killing him. Now, this 31-year-old building owner was apprehended earlier this week in New York. And you guys, he had a plane ticket to leave the country. He was trying to get out of here.
Get away.
I mean, thank goodness he was caught. If convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison. Eminem teased a summer release of a new album ahead of the NFL draft. A 30-second ad for the album, The Death of Slim Shady, aired before Eminem appeared on stage to open night one of the draft. This is his 12th studio album and his first since 2020.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. Jared Goff, he received some advice from Beverly Hills cop Axel Foley ahead of the NFL draft. And his advice on, moving from L.A. to Detroit. He did say he was a little nervous when he first arrived in Detroit in 2021, so he turned to Eddie Murphy's character for some guidance.
Steel police helicopter.
He's good at a lot of those things. Well, he's done that a couple of times now over the last couple of years. He's really good at that.
He's got like a deadpan, dry sense of humor. Very, very
good
well
delivery,
done.
Yeah.
We got one more ticket text that says, yes, Cookies, you were wine cooler chick last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Rico. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Dear John, NFL edition, 97.1. We got open phone lines. We're talking about the draft, the spectacle, the pick, and the picks that still need to be made by Brad Holmes. Quick programming note. Carson Anderson today will have Amon-Ra St. Brown live at noon today. Do not miss it. Coverage continues. They're going to have a lot to talk about, too, with all this draft stuff. We'll take ticket texts. We'll take phone calls. We are going to do what is becoming a Friday staple, Dear John. So the premise for people who are new.
The boo always gets Heather. Uh-huh. She was in mid-drink there and almost spit it all over the computer.
What's the point of it? Just boo, boo.
Yes, I'm booing Costa most of the time.
Yeah, so this is how this works. John is a bastion of integrity. Mm-hmm. He will shoot you straight, firm handshake, look you in the eyes. He's the guy who will set you straight if you have any questions in your life. These are life advice.
Just as an example, too. Last night, at the gathering of the Labor's Union, I was approached a number of times by people that said, if you do damage to somebody's car, tell Costa to man up and leave a note. Take some responsibility for yourself. So it just kind of sets the table for where we're going in the next 10 to 15 minutes.
The first letter, Dear John, it's titled Fake Friends.
Oh.
I'm excited for the NFL draft, but none of my friends will go down with me. They think it's going to be a hassle to park. They want to watch from home. It's our annual tradition. Pizza and wings, we watch together. I'm excited and still want to go down, even if it means I go to the draft alone. Am I a loser if I go by myself? Will I still have a good time, or should I just cave and watch with my friends? What advice would you give me?
Go to the draft. Go down, have a great time, meet some new Lions friends, fans. We already had one caller call in and say it was like everybody was one big family there. You got a good team. Celebrate, enjoy the moment. It was a beautiful night last night. Looks like it's going to be a nice one today again. And it is an experience. Who knows when it comes back? Who knows when the next big event will be? But this is unique. All eyeballs of the NFL are on the city of Detroit. Detroit showed up. Go down, have yourself a great time. And if your friends don't want to go, send them the text messages of you with your new friends and all of the great moments and times, sights, sounds, and tastes. The restaurants, the food trucks, they were amazing.
Heather?
I totally agree. This is something could be a once in a lifetime. Several people said that today. Get out there, go experience it. You're going to meet so many other people. I love the caller that called in and was like, you know, when one person had to go to the bathroom, we kind of held their spot. Yeah. We all kind of joined in and became this family. You got to go experience it. Who cares if you're by yourself? It doesn't make a difference.
Tell your friends currently that they're lame and lazy.
And don't be afraid to do stuff just you. I mean, don't feel like you have to cave to everybody else in your life. If you want to go try something, whether it's the draft or
anything else,
go do it. Don't let anything stop you.
Experience life.
Yeah.
All right. All positive and uplifting. What's this next one?
All right. Dear John, I'm a prospect in the upcoming draft, and ESPN is sending a camera crew to my house for the party. I've got about 100 friends and family over to celebrate. Anyway, there is one problem I'm trying to avoid. I sort of have a girlfriend. Well, not officially, right? I like to keep a few spots open on my roster, if you know what I mean. Now, I don't want the others to see her on screen. How can I tell her to stay home? And I don't want to be juggling that drama on draft day.
Well, the problem you have is that there's going to be, what'd you say, 100 people there?
Yeah.
So you can't use the excuse of it's only going to be close family. It just depends on where do you think this is going? Where does she fall in the roster? Is she the leadoff hitter?
Oh, no.
Or is she batting cleanup? I mean, if this is a Javi Baez-type situation and she's batting eight and she never hits a home run, then you go with your gut.
Could you invite her to the party but assign someone to keep her away from...
From the camera when it actually happens? Well, no, because they always come back at different times. There's never a time where you're not on until the draft is over. So if they are, if the rest of the roster is all aware that there are other roster players, then hey, you're playing with fire as it is, but you're not married. All right, so. Have as full a roster as you want. Just know that there's going to be issues that you will have to deal with, and you may have to make some cuts at some point. You might get cut as well.
For sure. I say, hey, you're already juggling this drama. You're going to have to deal with the drama. She's going to be at your house. She's going to be on camera. Tough luck, buddy. Deal with it. You're the one creating this drama.
And trust me, this will not end. Because I have been in situations where I have teammates. I've been standing there at the ticket counter when they're like, hey, I want four for my wife and my kids, but I would like four more for my baby mama, but she needs to be on the other side of the stadium. Mm-hmm. I don't want them in the same section.
Imagine them in the same house on draft day.
Yeah.
This next one's titled, Dear John, he loves the helmet. My husband got really excited with the Lions jersey and helmet release. Mm-hmm. He spent $600 on the new helmet almost immediately. I got mad. What does he even need the helmet for? He's not playing in the games. He told me he'll put it on the bookshelf behind him for Zoom meetings. It's a collectible. It doesn't feel like a good purchase. Should I tell him to sell it or just suck it up?
Is this guy gainfully employed?
I would assume
Zoom
so.
Meetings, yeah. I mean, he had $600. Don't be telling me how to spend my money.
Husband and wife, you share finances.
Well, there's always that shared finances, shared bills, but most people, you need to have clear guardrails, and you need to have a little bit of your money that you can spend how you see fit. You don't always have to clear every purchase with the missus. Now, and it depends on what do you count as a big purchase. Is a $600 a big purchase? For some people, it really is. And that would be a big issue. For others, you know, it's if you're going to go buy a new car, that's one that you would obviously need to discuss and talk about. This is, they're clearly different.
I always get a kick out of those holiday commercials when the husband or the wife puts a bow on the car. Look what I bought us.
Yeah.
You bought what?
Yeah.
How many tens of thousands of dollars did you just sign up for? Mm-hmm. $600, though, significant amount of money. This story is, by the way, a loosely true story.
Yeah, it is.
Heather Park.
Yeah, yeah. Colin has not bought the helmet.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, but it was definitely in discussion. He wants to buy it because he wants it on his bookshelf behind his Zoom meetings. I did ask him, why in the world do you need to buy a helmet? But at the end of the day, I wouldn't stop him from buying it because I spend my money the way I want to spend it as well, and he can do the same. But I can't give him a little heat for it because I don't get it.
Sure. Well, okay, going down this road just a little bit, he probably looks when you go get your haircut.
No, he doesn't.
Really? I get my cut for $20?
This is real time. Ticket texture, not making it up. $600? Heck, that's what Heather pays to get her hair done.
Oh no,
I don't pay that much money by any means,
But you have things that you value, and he may look at those and go, I don't know why she's doing that, as well as, he has things that he values. Now, here is, Colin, turn your radio off. No spoiler here. You do have a golden opportunity. I don't know how much you guys spend for, this would be pretty pricey for like a Father's Day or for Christmas, but if he doesn't make that purchase, now you got yourself an absolute home run.
That's very true.
Let's get to the last one.
Oh, all right. Dear John, my husband has been obsessed with the NFL draft ever since we met. But since COVID, I feel like it's taken an unhealthy turn. He's always down in the man cave scouting players with mock drafts plastered all over the basement walls. Our bedroom even has a 40 by 40 dry erase board that he calls the big board. Total mood killer. His hobby is becoming an obsession. How should I approach him about my concerns?
Well, hobbies can become an obsession. And if it's taking time away from the family, an inordinate amount of time, it becomes a concern and you have to have that discussion. Because if it doesn't change and you're missing out on family time, other things that you would have previously done, now it may be that you're just really annoying and he's just trying to find ways to occupy his time so that he doesn't have to be with you. There might be a bigger issue at play.
I guess so. That's true. I mean,
or and so there's a lot of different ways this could go. You also could try and show a little interest,
right? A little role play with the big board.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't have to be a mood killer.
Hey, who is the number one player on the big board? Maybe you need yourself a new jersey, a new nightie, or something.
Maybe
get
time
involved.
Time to trade up.
Yeah, I know.
Heather, you're making a lot of judgment over there.
To me, it's like, just get the big board out of the bedroom. If you want some of this, get it out.
Right. Well, I mean, did it replace the mirror?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This person is clearly obsessed. You should not have a big board in your bedroom.
Not in the bedroom.
No.
The man cave, maybe.
The man cave, the office.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Anywhere
else. Yeah.
I love that he's scouting players like he's Brad Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, you could put a big magnet on the front of the refrigerator. Where do you spend the most time? Something strikes you, you want to write it down?
The bathroom.
Put
the big board right there.
Yeah. If you got
right
a smaller
in front of the
bathroom,
toilet or behind it, I guess.
It could be right there so that you can reach it.
Yep.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Great compromise.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1. Let's talk about the best pool in history. Take the plunge into Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. 6 pools, 3 different levels, perfect view of that massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football. They've got the swim-up bars, the Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Book your spot today. Score your spot with the cozy day beds, the private cabanas, or just lounge at the center of the action. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, right on Fremont Street. It's Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's Nick Saban talking about a player he coached and a player the Lions drafted. Reactions all morning. 248-539-9797. 902, we give it up to the city of Detroit. What a job that was, pulling off the NFL draft night one and doing it in a way that no one has ever done before. John Terry and Arnold. He's a name that you said you thought they'd trade up and get. They did that. Now, I don't think anybody expected 14 straight offensive players, but when it went that way, everybody was thinking it. Would Holmes trade up and get his guy? And he waited and he waited and then he jumped right at the moment where he only had to give up a third to do it. They get a player they said was the best corner in the draft, a significant drop to the next player for them. It's going out and getting a guy who's going to play day one and get better the more he plays. That's the key to that Saban clip right there.
Yeah.
Get better as the season goes on. This is not a player for 1 year. This is a player for the long haul, a difference maker in the secondary.
And you tell me, this may be old guy looking at it. You tell me if you think in the long haul, does it affect how he plays on the field? No, but it may affect his interaction with the fans, and it kind of gives you an insight into the individual that he is. And I know Mike was all over the guys wearing sunglasses. You're inside. It's nighttime. You know, and that to me was a little bit, old man. But
a little bit.
But you see all of those guys, and then they get handed. You know, they're interviewing. I thought it was respectful and very self-aware that Terrion Arnold went up there with his sunglasses on, but then when he approached the interview, he took them off, so that the interviewer could see his face, you know, read his eyes.
Yeah.
And then when he looked at the crowd, it was without the glasses. I just thought that, to me, that was it maybe it means nothing, but for me as a former player, how you interact with the media, how you interact with the fans, how you present yourself, that does matter to me.
Everybody should have been jealous of him because everybody else got drafted and they weren't drafted by the Detroit Lions. This was the moment on the stage right after Terrion Arnold found out he was a Detroit Lion. It's the golly at the end. I mean, he's awestruck. Not that he didn't believe he was good enough to be here, but how are you not awestruck by that? That
the sea of Honolulu blue.
Took it words right out of my mouth. 248-539-9797. Craig in Detroit, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Great show, man. Great outing in Detroit last night. So, quick story. My wife got VIP treatment because her best friend Angela Davis actually sung to open up the draft. So I was trying weeks in advance everything I could do to be that plus one, but they didn't give it to me. So yesterday, I went right around 9:30 and found a good place to park. Got picked up dropped back off later around 1:30, and I spent the entire day down there. I mean, not only the draft experience, everything was beautiful. I did everything you possibly could do downtown, from the food trucks to the cigar bars, and it was just electric. So at the end of the night, getting back home, and, you know, she gets dropped off by the car service. We're just laying in bed, and, you know, we're swapping stories, and she's showing me, you know, pictures she's taken with Big Sean and Eminem and Aiden Hutchinson, and I'm talking about everything we did out in the streets, and she's like, oh, man, I sound like, you know, I wish I could have been out there with you guys. It was just electric. I went down by myself and ran into new friends, ran into old friends, you know, I just had an amazing time, man. It's a lifetime experience. Anybody that's thinking about it, if they don't even, like you said, if they don't even go by yourself, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to enjoy it.
Well, yeah.
Craig, I was going to ask you why your wife didn't have you as the plus one, but now it sounds like, you know, she's the one jealous of you.
Yes. Yeah. She was a pussy. They wouldn't let her get one. She got on as in, they let her in as being like the makeup artist.
Oh, okay. She didn't like have spot, you know, for you. Okay.
Yeah, she didn't have a spot for me. But, yeah, Angela Davis was the lady, our friend that sung, and she did an amazing job. We're so proud of her. And, you know, she's an educator here in the city. And they just did everything right, man. It was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. And they had a VIP pass they had for the event was Texas Day Brazil. So if they weren't on the red carpet in the actual draft, they were eating Texas Day Brazil, full menu, free drinks. It was just a class act.
Yeah, the city showed out. I mean, this was a thought like, okay, chance to show off the city. And boy, did this show off the city. Couple ticket texts. What I've learned from Dear John today, Heather doesn't like Colin's helmet or big board.
Colin has become much more of a fan this year than ever before. Is that...
No, I know. He's always...
Well, he's always been a fan, but it seems like he's been wanting to be more involved.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
so
yes.
I could see him having a big board.
In the bedroom?
Not in the bedroom, no.
Come on now.
No.
Did Cookie say helmet release? Please tell me you got that drop. That's from Brad on the ticket text. What was the comment that Heather made that people really gravitated towards?
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
If you want some of this, get rid of that.
Yeah, I was talking about the big board in the bedroom.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, yes, we know that women hold all the cards.
We do. We hold the power.
Yes. That's one way to put it.
Dear John is exactly right. Come on, people.
People, it was John.
I know. Dear John is exactly right. You shouldn't have to clear every purchase with your wife or significant other. If you do, you have bigger problems.
Yes, I agree.
It does depend on your financial situation, right?
There's a lot of variables in it. Yes, if you're not going to make rent, if you're not going to be able to make a mortgage payment because of this large purchase, then
that needs to be discussed. Yeah. But yes, I do agree with that.
My point is you're sharing finances whether you have a joint account or not, right? You are sharing.
Yeah, you are, but... Yeah, I definitely don't run every purchase by Colin, and
neither does he.
Right.
And he shouldn't. Neither should I.
Yes.
As long as I know we're going to be able to pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
Dear John, outstanding. Well done. That's Ken in Clinton Township. And one more says, if you told me going into last night they would leave the draft with Arnold and only give up a third-round pick, I would have taken it every single day of the week, Adam in Toledo. That's the thing. You wake up today and... The board fell perfectly, but you also have to have a GM who has a sense of the moment, is ready to make those phone calls, is actively working the phones, and capitalizes on it.
So the way the draft fell, with so many offensive players being drafted, 14 to start the draft, it pushed all the defenders a little bit further back because we all thought to get Tyrion Arnold, you would probably have to go to 15 or 16, which would require your second round pick and probably adding in just a little bit extra on top, a little cherry on top. Instead, you read the board, you saw how the draft was falling, and it pushed him all the way back to 24, and then you only had to spend a third.
The Lions have one pick tonight as a result. They'll pick 61st, and then they don't pick again for 100 picks all the way down to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
Puts a premium on what they do today. We're going to get to that in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as just talking about what that was like. If you were there, we want to hear from you. John, you were downtown. I was downtown. We can speak to it, but people in that mass of humanity.
I want to hear from them.
What it meant for the city, too. We'll get to it. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.